Time for Motoring with Mr. Motoring, James Ward, Content Director for Drive.com.au is online. Hello, good morning and welcome, buddy.
Mate, always a pleasure.
You know, there are people all over the world, all over Australia, that will go to any lengths to try and get out of a fine or paying a toll, running a red light. But there's a story in the UK that takes the cake. And in fact, he's taken an interesting leaf out of someone's book.
Did you... what did we lead with on this unbelievable story?
Tell us the story. Listen to this, folks.
So, look, this chap in the UK has been pulled over for speeding, but the police had a look at his car because on the front and the rear of his number plate, on the last letter, he had double sticky taped a leaf to it. So a nice autumn leaf on the last character of his number plate so that he can blow through speed cameras and things like that and go, oh, no, that wasn't me.
Oh, he's a leaf blower.
Yeah, there was another car with the same colour, same make, same model, same number plate all the way up to the last digit. Could have been the next one. Wasn't me. But they've pulled him over. He's obviously been fine. But part of me thinks maybe they should have let him go with a well done, mate. That was actually a pretty good try.
You can't condone people breaking the law, James. Come on. We have ACMA answer to.
No, look, well, so maybe I don't condone the speeding, but I condone the ingenuity of thinking about it. And I think, you know, there's a few games to play out there. And look, the guy's driving a Corolla, so he's not really, you know, this is no V8 menace out there. But I did quite like the amount of effort that he went to sticky tape it through. And if you have a look at the story on the drive.com.au website, you can see the bits of the double-sided tape. So he's gone to sort of, you know, 85% detail and then just left the last little bit. But I have to say, I do like the ingenuity that he's gone to and points for trying, mate. Well done.
Oh, a leaf. He stuck a leaf to... Because there used to be all sorts of theories about being able to disguise your number plate and spraying your number plate with hairspray was one.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Remember that?
And putting it in the oven. Remember that one?
No,
and for
no.
Years... Oh, there was a thing in Melbourne that if you put your number plate in the oven, it bakes the reflective cover. And so when the flash goes off, it doesn't actually reflect.
Oh.
And you would see all these cars driving around with these kind of crispy looking number plates. And you know that they've all given it a go. And of course, it didn't work. And they were all still getting busted. But there was a whole period of time where everybody was giving it a go to try and do it. But to be serious for a second, if you do modify your number plate in any way, and that's including putting new dashes in there, putting other sort of, you see people stick stickers on to try and make words and things, you see people try to obscure them with mud or dust, you can be penalised for that. Your number plate has to be visible all the time, day or night. So, yeah, it was well done on old mates trying, but definitely don't do it.
Don't take a leaf out of his book.
No, excellent, excellent.
Yeah, and don't be a leaf blower. I tried that before. He didn't hear me. Listen, there's something that Toyota's up to, and I've never, ever heard of this before, folks. The Toyota Tundra pickup truck is in Australia, or it's about to be released in Australia, and it's going to go off. Because you and I have talked about big trucks.
Yeah,
And Aussies love them. But the first 300 customers of the Toyota Tundra pickup in Australia are going to be asked to sign a contract with the strictest conditions I have never, ever seen before with the release of a new car. Take us through it.
Yeah, look, so what Toyota is saying, so this is, obviously we've seen the Ram, we've seen the Silverado, Ford have launched the F-150. The Tundra is Toyota's answer to the big American utes. And what they're saying is that these first 300 vehicles are still an evaluation. So they're not 100% committed to having this as a mainstream, mainline model in Toyota showrooms. So they're saying, okay, we're going to do 300 of these conversions, which are re-engineered here in Australia. And they're saying to the buyers who aren't actually buyers, you have to lease it. You can't buy it. It's around $2,000 a month to lease this car. But if you do enter into this agreement and you do pay your $2,000 a month, you can't tell anyone about it. You can't post on social media. You can't put it on a forum or a Facebook or an Instagram. You can't tell us. You can't lend the car to a friend.
What?
You can't lend the car to, well, you can't lend the car to me particularly. To anyone in the media, anyone in social media.
Wow.
And they've even got a line saying you can't lend it to social media bloggers or influencers, which arguably is any Muppet with a smartphone. So basically, you're paying $2,000 to drive this car around and basically be a feedback testbed for Toyota. And I don't know about you, but Toyota's not a small company. So I would have thought, crazy, they may have done a fair amount of this investigation and analysis already. Tundra's not a new car, but obviously for the right-hand drive re-engineered market here in Australia, it is brand new. And they want to capture this data from this subset of people and use it to understand whether or not this is going to be a viable business case. And you know what the crazy thing is? These 300 slots are going to fill out lickety-split. People will fall over themselves to do this. But I find it fascinating.
It is a non-disclosure agreement associated with a car that you pay for.
It's crazy. It's not like they're paying you $2,000.
No,
You're paying for the privilege to tell no one about it. So, very interesting.
All right, James, you've always got something great up your sleeve. Thank you so much again, mate. Drive.com.au. Have a look at it. It's the best motoring website. I love it. And James, we'll talk soon.
We'll talk soon.